All right, today's April 18th, 2017. We're here with Cecil, an international student, and we're doing this interview to get to know about the background of India and just to see what it's like being an international student from another country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from India originally, and the southern part of India, a state called Kerala. So Kerala, it's southern part of India is more, you know, different than the northern part, like in everything, in food, religion, culture. So that's where I'm from.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two siblings, a brother and a sister. Both are married. Yeah, they're here.
Are they older than you?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Did you go to school in India, like college?
Yeah, I went. I finished my high school and my college in India. Yeah.
So what was it like growing up there and then coming here? And
oh, it's a huge difference. The place that I grew up, it's more of like a rural area, like farmlands. Then the culture is entirely different. Like it's, if I could say, like you don't have the law of equal right, you know, to, so it's more of like a reserved culture, like you don't, you're not so exposed to the public, you're just doing your thing. We don't have much things that we call fun, like you, if you're studying, you just go to college, come back home. If you are doing a job, then go to job, come back. We don't have weekends. Weekends.
Alright, so why did you come to the United States to go to school? And why did you pick TCC of all the colleges?
That's a complicated question. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I came primarily to study, but my whole family is here. My dad, mom, my siblings, everybody's here. So TCC was my close to family option. I chose TCC, and I have a history with Tulsa. My dad came here first in 1982 to work, and then he went back to India and married my mother, then came back together. Then after 2 years, they went to New Jersey. My siblings were born there. So in 91, after 10 years in US, they went back to India, and my siblings were, they completed their college there and came back. And then my mom and dad also came back. Then I followed. Yeah.
Was it hard transitioning from one country to another?
For me, it was smooth, I would say, because I had my family's already here, so I had a place to stay, then, you know, a car to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to study.
So do you like it here?
Oh, yeah. That's an obvious question.
Have there been any challenges so far?
Not really. No. Even when I was back in India, I used to see, you know, American movies. And I already had a, you know, a picture of this place on how the college is going to be, or how the student's going to be. So I would say it was not that hard for me to adjust. Yeah.
Was it like how you pictured it?
Yes and no. Some things are yes, some things are no's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever want to go back to India?
Yes. Yeah, it's my born place, so I would, but my family's here, so I don't think I would. Without my family.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's something that you miss that we don't have here that you got to do there and you
don't
really get to do here?
From, okay.
Yeah.
My friends there. So then some of the places that I used to go a lot, like my state is called God's Own Country, just because we have so many nature beauties there.
Mm-hmm.
So many scenic beauties that I used to spend there. I definitely miss those things. But I come to West Campus and the surrounding places, I get a feeling of my place. I get a nostalgia of my place back in the West. So you got so many woods, trees, greenery. It's so amazing.
Our teacher said that West Campus actually kind of reminds you back of home.
Exactly.
And is that because of all the woods that we have around us?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the college is not always crowded. That's something, you know, from my college than what I did back in India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do the colleges here seem better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the classes.
I feel like we've already asked. Have you always wanted to come here? I can just ask it again. If you haven't already. Have you always wanted to be here?
Yeah. I mean, from when I was like 3 years or 4 years, when I can remember, I used to, you know, hear about U.S. from my parents. So I always dreamed of being here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is an odd question, but what do you think about Donald Trump?
Wow. He's a good businessman. I hope he'll be a great president.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, we're iffy about it too. Do you have presidents in India, or like, what's the?
We have presidents, but prime ministers are ruling like in England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather live here or in India if you had to choose?
It's hard to choose because now I'm like comfortable. I can live here,
mm-hmm.
as well as back in my home country. I would live here.
So, do you like the food here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I used to go to Golden Corral.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, it's where the American buffet,
mm-hmm.
food items. Most of the food items you eat here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the food here.
Have you been to Chick-fil-A yet?
Yeah.
Do you like that place a lot?
Obviously.
Yeah. We had a friend from Norway, and that was her favorite place here.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't have one there, so she was like, I miss it. I want to come back just for Chick-fil-A. So, what degree are you trying to get?
Business, specializing in accounting.
Okay. So do you have to take like hard math classes?
Yeah, I had to take college algebra, then statistics.
I have to take college algebra next semester, and I'm
really
bad at math. What's the weirdest thing that you've experienced while being here?
Weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Okay, when I first came, my accent, you know, is Indian. It's more of like we use pronunciations from English, like British,
mm-hmm.
English, so... When I ask a question to the professors, they won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the moment when I felt so embarrassed. Oh, God. Yeah, that was one of the weirdest moments.
Well, your accent isn't as heavy as I thought it would be.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, thanks.
Right? You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because whenever she told us that some of them had like really thick accents, you'd really have to pay attention. I was like, man, I hope that's not me, because sometimes I don't pay attention.
Okay.
Miguel wants to know, what's the funniest thing you've done while in Tulsa?
Funniest thing? Okay. I should. Oh, yeah. In downtown, when I was driving, I went through a one way, the other way.
Before.
That's just because we have like left-hand drive back in India, so here right-hand, so the sides are different too.
Oh, that's tough right there. Yeah. So have you always wanted to take pictures?
My dad was a photographer, so he had a camera, and I used to disassemble it,
mm-hmm.
and look through all the mechanics inside, and I was fascinated by the mechanics of camera. But I started taking pictures seriously after I came here.
And is that what kind of made you want to be the photographer for the school newspaper?
Yeah, there was this photographer position open as a part-time, and I applied for it, and yeah.
So how do you like that?
Wow, it's great. Like, it's one of my passions.
Yeah. So what all do you get to do with it? Like, just pretty much everything, or?
With photography?
Mm-hmm.
I started as taking photos for different articles, but then people started calling for prom photography, then family, then weddings, engagements. So yeah, so, but I always love taking photos of the nature, wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, I'm for this year, like 2016 photographer of the year, I'm one of the finalists.
Oh wow.
For 8 states.
Congratulations.
8 southern states.
That's
thank
nice
you. Yeah, so most of the photos are about nature and
mm-hmm.
wildlife, so I love those things.
What's one of your favorite places to go to be able to take those pictures?
In Tulsa?
Mm-hmm. Or anywhere.
Okay. Ray Harrell Nature Center in Broken Arrow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's one of the best places to be as a photographer and as a human being.
Where do you, like, how did you find that? Because I've lived here my entire life and I never knew anything about that.
Okay. So one thing I do in my free time is, like I said, so I told your professor that because I miss my country, I used to take a drive through the West Campus
mm-hmm.
and go. You have a trail park where you can
mm-hmm.
walk
yeah,
in your campus, and I used to go there. So like that, I was going through Broken Arrow. I knew Broken Arrow was also kind of a place, like you have so many parks, then woods and trees. So I was driving through there, and I found this nature park. It was behind a school there, a high
mm-hmm.
school there. I just parked my car and I just walked through there. It was a nice place. That's how I, yeah.
Have you been to Eureka Springs? Like up in their trails?
Eureka Springs, no.
No, it's in Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay.
And you should go, it's beautiful
okay,
up there.
Okay, I haven't traveled out of state yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe probably this summer.
Yeah, that's one place you should go. We
okay.
went there early January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever there was still snow on the ground up there, and I mean it was beautiful, and they say that the best time to go is spring and early summer.
Okay.
So. Okay,
great.
So whenever you said that your culture is different from others in India, what exactly did you mean by that?
Okay. It's when you go to north, it's more urban culture. Like people from North India won't miss the culture when they can come to US because it's more urban culture. It's, I would say they're imitating the Western culture completely. So the southern part of India is more rural, so people are more reserved and people are not, like when it comes to food, we don't have so many fast food chain restaurants there. We always have homemade food from home. We take lunch from home. So in all most of the areas of our life, we are, you know, when we first encounter something, we ask our parents, you know, before anybody else. And so it's like that. So everything that we do, we have like our own, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe what do you call that? I don't even know what to describe.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Are there still arranged marriages where you're from?
Don't say it. Are there still? We well, are doing everybody. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Everybody's pretty much doing arranged marriage there, in southern part.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, but there are exceptions, like, you know, every place.
So will you have that, or will you get to pick?
My family, like I said, my family is kind of, they lived here too. So they have a broad, like a wide opinion about even marriages, but I would choose arranged marriage.
And why would you choose that?
Okay.
I'm just talking.
Yeah,
about,
that's
you know,
yeah. No, that's fine. I just describe this to somebody else in my newspaper. So, from my view or my perspective, I cannot trust my instincts, but I would trust somebody like my father and mother who were married for like last 40 years on this issue, because they're more experienced than me. So if they choose somebody for me, I would say, I mean, my parents know me completely, so they know what I like, they know what I'm passionate about or what I do. So I would trust them that they would also choose a girl who would match with me or who would, you know. So I trust their judgment more than me. So
that's the never answer. Thought about it that way. So aren't there like big weddings in India? Like it's a big thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think they're really pretty.
It's we have weddings from 1 week long to 1 month long or 1 year long.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but they're really pretty. They're kind of like the gowns and the dresses with the sashes.
Sari.
Yes, those are so pretty.
Yeah.
what's it called?
Churidar. Salwar.
Yeah. Like, I got one.
Mailanji.
The
henna?
Henna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that like there? Because isn't it like really popular and it's
yeah,
a big
I
part
mean,
of the culture?
Our family is Christian. It's a Christian family. So they the Hindus primarily use and Muslims too use henna. So it's kind of like henna figures are most of before that we have like 30 million deities or gods in India. So there are some so all these gods have their own themes or you know some gods are snakes, some gods are horses, some gods are so. So if I'm being the bride and I love some god and I will put the henna structure of the god that I love. So that's pretty much about the history. So when I give my hand to my groom or so I'm considering my god as the first priority, then my groom or my husband to be. So that's what the history behind henna.
I just always want to know, like, my doctor is from India, and she goes back all the time, and she comes back. She's always still with her henna and so dressed up, and I just think it's so pretty.
Yeah.
But she, I never asked her, what does the dot mean?
So, this one? The dog here? Okay, that's a god called Shiva, and his wife gave him an agreement that, like, if you marry me, or when you marry me, I would... When this dot goes off from my forehead, that's how long I'm gonna love you or something like that. So that's why people also who are spiritually attracted to Shiva put that. As long as this dot will be here, I'll love you. Yeah, the dot will go on the nights, but they'll keep on doing. So until the day of their death, we used to do it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's all spiritual thing.
Did you play any sports back home?
You call it soccer. I call it football.
Yeah. I played soccer too.
Oh, really? Okay.
How long did you play that for?
From age 10 to 21. 10 years. 11 years. Until I came here, 21. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider like going back and or not going back but like playing soccer again even just for like a rec league for
oh,
fun?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried but I never find anybody like any of my friends. They were not interested in soccer so I couldn't play it for the last 2 years.
Yeah. They have Soccer City.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's an indoor place and it's pretty fun.
I mean once I went to shoot Tulsa Roughnecks. So, yeah. I never get to play. That's what I meant.
What's the food like in India that's different from here?
It's more hot, spicy, and it's more smelly. It's what it's famous for, right?
No,
the food,
I didn't
food
know
items
that.
Are. No, you know. Okay.
Yeah. So, you don't have like a lot of fried food there?
Yeah, we used to grill food,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, fry in the oil, like deep fry, in oil.
So you just use like more spices.
Yeah,
and stuff
more spice,
there
like
in India.
More peppers. Like we have red peppers; they're so hot. Yeah. Once I cooked something for our international student organization, and a few people couldn't handle it, they ran to the restroom. They were like, "But yeah, but it was a little bit spicy." I made it just like I make it in my home, so they should blame me because I shouldn't have done that.
So have you always like lived in Tulsa when you've been here?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here?
2 years, yeah.
2 years?
Yeah, I came in 2015, yeah.
So, like, back in India, did you have a job at all, or was it, did you just primarily go to school?
I primarily went to school, but I used to have an internship as an accountant in one of the CPA firms. So, it was part-time, like, it was part-time, but still, it was kind of, we had hours of a full-time. So, until noon, I had to study, and until night, from noon to night, like, 8 p.m. I had to intern.
So the colleges there, were they any like different than the ones here? Like
it's so much different. Like you get to choose classes here, but there they choose classes for you. We don't have a system of having different professors for one subject. So if you're signed up for a course, you're gonna take common classes. Like here we have general education requirements, but there, if I'm going for accounting, you have to take classes 3 years long. Once you're in that class, you cannot get out. If you want to get out, you have to change the program. So you lose years.
So is it more expensive there?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
So it's not like here? Like
no. Not in any way. Yeah, it's cheap there. Education is cheap there.
Is there like a bunch of different colleges like in your town, or is there like
no I had to go to in the town I grew up was, it's called Koranjiri, and I had to go 100 miles from there for college. And I mean, when I finished my high school, my mom and dad came here, so I went to live on a dorm of the college. So yeah, it was more an urban atmosphere, my college, but my high school was in my town.
Okay, so I mean that's kind of like here. Kind of like here in the US, like most people will go to a school, a high school in their hometown, and then a lot of them will move away from home to go to college.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more expensive, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever been anywhere else besides the U.S.? Like, have you been to, like, any different countries?
I've been to Dubai.
Oh, yeah?
You know Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Dubai. It's one of the best cities. I cannot compare it with the U.S., but, you know, Dubai is one of, it's, I would say it's the market head or capital, market capital of the world. Yeah, it's a beautiful city.
Did you go there for school or did?
Oh, no. I just visited.
Just there?
Yeah.
How long did you stay there?
More of like a week. Yeah.
What was one thing that you did there that you
in
loved?
Dubai?
Mm-hmm.
I did some photography. Not really photography, because you're taking group shots of your family. It's not really photography. Yeah, I've been to the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building. It was fun. It was really fun. I hate heights, but it was good.
It was worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, I would say that.
Do you want to go anywhere else in the U.S. besides Oklahoma?
I've been to Houston, then Dallas, then Atlanta.
I go to Atlanta every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great city.
Mm-hmm.
Then I definitely want to go to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Nevada. Those are some of the places, you know, that would, I don't know, that would compare to my home country or the place that I grew up. mm-hmm. more farmlands, or Tennessee.
So you don't want to go anywhere like New York, where it's basically like strictly like city stuff?
I don't want to go there, but yeah, it feels good if we all, as a family, went, but I want to prioritize going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miguel wants to know if you've been to the Taj Mahal. He thinks it's in India.
No, I've never been to Taj Mahal. It's the northern part of India.
Okay. Would you ever want to go there?
Yeah, obviously. But, yeah, okay, I can go there.
I was wondering, is there like a time difference between here and India?
Yeah, 13 and a half hours.
Wow.
Oh.
So it's basically like when it's day here, it's going to be night over there.
Today is Tuesday, 12:30 here, right? It's going to be Wednesday, midnight or early morning, 2 o'clock, 2 a.m.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
So you had to adjust to that when you came here?
Jet lag was there, but one of the doctors, I mean, one of my relatives is a doctor here at St. Francis, so she told me to, you know, sleep at the first night you come here, and I did that, and I was okay. Yeah.
So it was a pretty
adjusted to the
easy adjustment.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good tip.
Yeah.
Do you eat any weird things there? Because I know that in, like, China, they eat bugs.
Oh, eat? Oh, weird things to eat?
Yeah.
I don't know if you call this weird. I've had squirrels. Is that weird?
No.
I mean, that's pretty common
people,
in
yeah.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
But...
Yeah. I had bats.
No, that's not common.
It's the best meat.
Really?
Wow.
It's like... It's 10 times tastier than chicken. But the quantity is, you know, 10
smaller,
times
yeah.
or less.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Where'd you have that at? Back in India?
Yeah, back in India. I mean, we had a fruit tree called rambutan. Have you seen? It has, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have to explain it. Okay. It's called rambutan. It's a fruit. And bats usually come and, you know, take it out. So in the season, when it gets boomed, so we put nets around the tree so that no birds can take it out, but still these bats will crawl up into it, so that's how we trapped them. We tried frying it was good.
Is the food expensive there?
It depends, like if you're cooking like vegetable, you know, Indian Hindus are famous for vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we are Christians, we eat meat stew. If you're going to meat, then they are expensive. But vegetables and fruits are so expensive. Like,
really?
we don't have any produce back in our state. It comes from North India. So fruits are, yeah.
So fruits and vegetables, like, more valued, you would say?
Yeah, exactly.
Than the meats and
exactly.
stuff?
Exactly. Because we have meat produce in our state or our southern part, but we don't have any fruits or vegetables. So it has to come from another state. So that's going to increase the state tax, and everything comes together, and that's more expensive.
So were you, like, kind of surprised when you got here, and there's, like, so
oh,
much
yeah.
fruits and
I
vegetables,
had,
and it's super
I
cheap?
I have so many apples, oranges, bananas, everything after I came here, yeah.
Wow.
It was more of, like, a celebration of fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here you can get edible arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've never had one because I don't really like fruit all that much, but they're pretty to look at.
You're taking it for granted.
I know.
I have ventured out. I do like pomegranates now.
Okay.
Some blueberries are good. Some blueberries are just disgusting. I like blackberries and raspberries.
Back in India, if you see a blueberry, you don't have a word called disgusting. You eat every blueberry.
Really?
Yeah. There's no disgusting there, like in fruits
mm-hmm.
or vegetables.
Like, I was eating blueberries the first time I'd ever tried them, and I was like, ooh, these are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got one, and it was different. It wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
It's
more of like an economic theory. Like, the first blueberry you ate, the more you really consume, it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because your stomach is getting satisfied. I'm just saying.
I have had a mango, and it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Mango?
Yeah.
Yeah, mango. I mean, we have mango back in You know, we're also just like you guys when it comes to mangoes, because we take it for granted. We even, you know, waste it, mm-hmm. because we have produce of mango.
Okay.
Yeah, back in our state.
Mm-hmm. So
you
say that like you have a bunch of, like, wooded area in
mm-hmm.
from the place you came from. So do people just like not grow like fruits and vegetables there, or so do you like rely on the north part to get that stuff?
Like in my home, we have some vegetables. I mean, where I come in my house, we have in our backyard we have some vegetables, but that's not a large proportion.
Mm-hmm.
People always rely on other, vegetables and fruits from other states, because we have trees. Yeah, we have many woods and trees, greenery, everything, but we still depend on other states
for
production of these vegetables and fruits.
Why that is? Like, why your place doesn't grow any?
I would say we have so many wheat and rice production,
mm-hmm.
but the other states doesn't have wheat, and because our weather conditions doesn't allow some vegetables. That we, or our weather is not good for carrots, onions, tomatoes, but northern states are more good for that. But our weather is good for wheat production, grains production.
Okay,
also.
So it's just like a trade, basically.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
I would say that, yeah.
Trying to think. Do you have any like poisonous animals and stuff there? Like we do here, and like back in Australia, they have.
We're pretty famous for king cobras.
That's it. Do you see those often?
I've seen cobras, but I've never seen king cobra. I mean, I've seen zoos, but I've never seen a live one. I've seen a python, an Indian python. You know pythons, right?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, in India, you guys have cars there, right?
Yeah.
So is it like different, like the traffic and driving there than it is here? Like is the traffic
it's
and
a
stuff
disaster.
Here
it's a disaster.
Heavier, or is there more rules here?
So many people told me that Dallas traffic is going to be so huge, or Houston traffic is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I've driven through there and I was like, this is nothing compared to India, because they never obey rules.
Oh yeah, in India they don't.
So just like I said, in one ways, you could see a lot of cars going the other ways.
Oh,
in
so
one ways.
So it's worse in India than it is.
Yeah,
here?
And the main vehicles you see in traffic is motorcycle, because we have weather. We have like constant 80, 80
mm-hmm.
Fahrenheit all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So we see so many motorcycles. I had a motorcycle, I had a car too, but when my parents left, they, you know, sold the car. I used a motorcycle. Motorcycle traffic is like the main traffic, and they could pass you anytime, like in any way. Like there are no rules. There are rules, but nobody cares about the rules.
Yeah.
You only care about, I want to be at the office at this time.
So is there like not like police there that...
Yeah, we have police, but they're not enough. We
There's
like,
not enough.
Yeah, it's like more than 1 billion people.
Do you have to be a certain age to get the
yeah,
18, license?
Yeah, 18.
You have to
18,
be 18?
18, yeah.
And what's the legal drinking age there?
21.
21?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because in, like, Norway, you get, I think it was like when you're 18, or maybe it was 16.
16.
Yeah, 16 is the legal drinking age. But you have to be 18 to drive. And I thought that was, like, really messed up. Like, it's so different.
You can walk and drink.
That's true.
Just kidding.
I don't know. I just thought that was so weird, how they were able to drink so young, but they couldn't drive until they were older. I just thought that was so strange. So have you ever been to Bollywood?
Bollywood as in...
Like, the Hollywood in India?
Yeah, like Bollywood in the sense... Have I ever been to one of the movies or?
Yeah. Like,
have I watched any movies? That's what I meant. What?
Yeah, kind of.
Like,
okay.
Like the dances and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dance? Bollywood
yeah.
dancing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bollywood dancing is huge back in India, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, he's from Mumbai, Bombay. So he's a huge Bollywood, like, dancer or whatever you want to call him. Like, in their marriage, that was a celebration. Oh my God, I dance a lot.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, Bollywood, yeah. I think, but you cannot compare still. You cannot compare Bollywood movies with Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about tornadoes in Tulsa? Have you experienced one yet?
Yeah, last year when I was here, it was not a huge one, but yeah, I was inside my brother's house, inside the shelter. Yeah, that was a good experience. I wanted to go out, but nobody would let me out.
Yeah, here in Oklahoma, there's a tornado. We don't take cover. We pull up our lawn chairs and we walk in. We don't care about our safety. We don't.
Yeah.
Because you don't have tornadoes in India, do you?
No, we don't.
No.
No. We have floods, but we don't have tornadoes.
Have you experienced a flood there? Like a bad
one?
Yeah,
to be exact, I was like 2001. Yeah, I was like 6 or 7 years old when I first experienced my flood. It was huge.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, one thing you would see over there is the first time I was here, I saw, I lived with my sisters. It was in Riverside, so Arkansas River. I went to swim there, but my sister told me police would, you know, if they see you. I learned swimming in a river back in India. So I was like always, so why? Because river is like the natural thing and you could,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Or do you want to say anything else? Like, do you have any other comments or anything?
Whatever you want to ask me, you can just fire them in.
I think we're
pretty much
good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.